Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 4, please. 1 John chapter 4. I think it was on Thursday. God opened my eyes to 1 John chapter 4, verse 20. Right? 1 John chapter 4, verse 20. It reads, if someone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. I didn't say that too. I hope you have that in your way. If you say you love God, but you hate somebody, a liar. Now, Bible talker, not me. Yeah. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he hasn't seen? And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must. It's not conditional. Must love his brother also. So the days of me being impatient behind the driving wheel are over. Because that person I'm shouting at, because technically, this is, I mean, who has road rage here? Okay, it's only me. Okay, praise God. God has dealt with me. Because technically, what I intend to do when I horn is to blast that person out of my front. Because why would you want to cut me? You come and then it's 30 minutes, 30 miles an hour zone, and you're not doing 15. My intention is to blast that person out of my front. But on Thursday, God may rise. He loves that person too. He loves that person too. Even though I may not know that person, I am connected to that person because that person has annoyed me. And the way I react will either keep the flow of God's blessing open towards me, or I will shut God's blessings from flowing towards me. So those the days of me doing those ones, that one is over. Because you have to understand that he gave his only begotten son, not for the church, but for every human being. Every man, every woman, every boy, every girl. He gave his own. So human beings are the most important. On this earth, that's why he's mindful of us. Amen. That's why he's mindful of us. And he expects us to treat everybody that way. Jesus put it this way. He said, thou shalt love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength, with all your soul. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. But then the Holy Ghost now redefined it through John. He said, if you love God, you must. You must. You must. Mark chapter 11. You know, Jesus taught them how to have the God kind of faith. And when you come to verse 25, it says, forgive. Because if you don't forgive, your father also will not forgive. And on Thursday, God told me, love. Love that person that just irritated you. Because if you can't love that person, you just close the door of me loving you. You just shut the door completely. Not the devil. Forget the devil. God, devil got nothing to do with this. You. That was God telling me. He said, you are the one that did it. And the same way, we have to know how to appreciate everyone, because you are the image of God. Isn't it? Isn't that what Genesis chapter 1, verse 23? 23. It says, let us make man in our own image. So when God steps in the mirror, he sees you. So each person, whether they are connected by blood or every person in your life, that is God. And the way you treat them will either, so that will be you either keeping the door opened, or you yourself, you will shut it. And how many of you pray for pastor? You pray for pastor. You make it a commitment to pray for your pastor. God bless you. God bless you. Because I was listening. I listened to Sunday service yesterday. no, your service, last week's service, I listened to it this week. Oh, by the way, how many of you use that How many go on Healing Springs website? There's a place called Sermon. So pastor uploads all the sermons that goes on. So for once you have control over pastor. Can say stop, rewind, and then play it again. No, stop, I have nothing. Rewind. On a Sunday service, you can't stop us. Hey, pastor, say that again. But with that facility on the website, you can actually play, stop. You can, okay, if what you want to revisit is towards the end, you can actually scroll to where it is, play it, and then play it as many times as possible to get it. I hope, well, that's how I got to know what pastor ministered on last week, Sunday. He says from 10 o'clock. That's when he has his own quiet time. 10 to 12, isn't it? He didn't talk to me. But I heard it. Every evening between 10 to 10, 10 to 10:15, just pray for pastor. Father, I declare open heavens. As pastor sets aside this time to wait on you, I thank you for open heaven. Pray. Oh, we didn't make that confession today. Pray that prayer for pastor. Paul's prayer to the Ephesian church. Pray for from 10 o'clock. Don't speak over his life. Because with every revelation pastor receives, who gets blessed from it? Who gets blessed? There you go. So you are now taking responsibility. You are every joint supplying each other. So you are doing your own part as well. Because it can't just be pastor alone. It can't just be pastor alone. Amen. Just pray for him. Pray for him. Declare. Open heaven. Throughout that 10 to 12. Say if there's any demonic spirit around this house. They cannot operate. Open heaven. Clear. Let him hear and let him hear accurately. Amen. Praise God. That was just a short admonition on pastor. Okay, good. So, praise the Lord. Amen. So let's go to Isaiah chapter 55. I am extremely conscious of time, so I'll stay strict with the time I portion to myself. As you're finding Isaiah, the basis of the message God has given me for you today is around the time of slave trade. What they do is, you know, the same way you have auction, where they auction things. They actually auction slaves. It was a slave trade market where they come, they sample the goods before they either place whatever, whoever wants to buys. So this man that noticed this young lady, and he kept on looking at her for a very long time. He looked at her for a very, very long time. We're going to Isaiah 55, yes? Isaiah 55, I want to read from verse 7. He was looking at her for a very long time. He walked away, but he just couldn't. So he came back. He asked for the price. So before they could even auction, he paid, I think, three or four times the price on this girl. So, they unlocked her shackles, brought her to him. And the first thing she did was she spat in his face. So he wiped the spittle off. And when you purchase a slave, you have their deeds. They give you their paperwork. The same way, when you buy a car, they give you paperwork. They also give you paperwork for your slave. He took her paperwork and gave it back to her. When it dawned on her what had just happened to her. Because what that means is nobody can enslave her again. She is free. Because her paperwork is now in her hands. She fell at his feet and said, willingly, I will serve you for the rest of my life. And that is exactly what happens when you hear the word redemption. Amen. When you hear the word redemption, that's what happens. God pays he paid the price to liberate you from iniquity, sin, and death. And then he gave you your paperwork. That's your Bible, by the way. He gave it to you. He said, you're now free. You're now a free man. So when you hear the word redemption from today, that's what should come to your mind. I'm free. I am told Adam, the day you eat, you will surely die. Did Adam die? Did he die? No. But something died in him. He was eternally separated from God. But in sending Jesus, Jesus now took the punishment for that act of treason. And now we are reconciled back again with God. And now you have the freedom to serve him for the rest of your life. Hallelujah. I believe that was a great point to give God praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 7 says, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. That means it is your thoughts that either makes you righteous or unrighteous. So it's what you think. So if you think you are righteous, you are righteous. If you think you are a sinner, you are still a sinner. Amen. But then the thing is, how do we affect what we think? So to make sure that we are thinking what we ought to think on a consistent basis. Amen. I'll give you the answer to that one. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. There was a period in my life where all these thoughts were just coming to my mind. I was thinking, you know, for a very long time. No, those thoughts tormented me because I thought I was the origin of those thoughts. Until one day God made me realize, okay, you have no control over the thoughts that come to your mind, but you have control over the one you hold on to. Amen. It's not everything that goes that you must think about. You have the power to change what you think. And I'm about to show you how that is done. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 11. We're trying to affect how we think, to start thinking on a consistent basis that we are the righteousness of God. First Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 11. I always assume everybody is there. But if I can hear leaves of the Bible moving, that means somebody is still looking for First Corinthians chapter 13. It's gone quiet. So verse 11. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But what started the process? What started the process? Anybody? What started the process? What started the process? No. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. Thank you. It's what you say. What you say. What you say. In your minds, count. Okay. When I say go, in your minds, I want you to start counting. 1, 2, 3. Not outside, just in your mind. Begin to count. Okay. So when I say go, you go. In your mind, just count 1, 2, 3. Yeah. Go. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What happened to the counting? It stopped. There you go. If you want to stop your thoughts, say something. Hallelujah. Say something. And I always like, God has just reminded me about Kenneth Copeland. He had problems getting one of his daughters to tidy her bedroom. So one day, Kenneth Copeland had enough. Dragged her all the way upstairs. Said, now, clean this room now. Said, Daddy, that's not my thought. And that, right there, God told him, that is how to stop what you're thinking. I don't want to think, that's how to stop. Just say, that's not my thought. That is not my thought. I refuse to take ownership of that thought. Instead, this is my thought. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. Praise God. So if you want to stop the thoughts that you're not supposed to be thinking, say something. Say something. And I'm about to show you what to say. Psalm 107. And I believe it's verse 2. Amen. Psalm 107 and verse 2. I believe it is. Yes, it is verse 2. 107, verse 2. Hallelujah. It says, let the redeemed of the Lord do what? Amen. Do what? That's it. Since the day Pastor and I agreed that this is what I was coming to share, I've been saying it. I am the redeemed of the Lord. I am the redeemed. It's irrespective what the accuser may have against me. But as far as I am concerned, it is written, the redeemed of the Lord should say so, and therefore I am saying it. I am the redeemed of the Lord. I'm the redeemed. I am the redeemed. My actions may still not yet align to that confession, but I'm not going to stop it, because to get me thinking that I am the redeemed, I have to keep saying it, because it's in the saying it that I start understanding. And as I understand, it affects my thinking. Jesus told them, he said, unto you it's been given to know, but to them, no. They, you know, their hearts are dull, their ears are hard of hearing, their eyes they have closed. Lest that they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand in their heart and turn. And then I heal them. Amen. So what connects what you see to what you hear? What links what you, because Jesus said, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears. So what connects what you see with what you hear? What you say, you have to say it. You have to say it. Say it until you have to say it. You have to say it. And because people look at, well, I've been blessed tremendously by the Copeland family, but in the 70s, hey, people antagonized them, because that was when God was teaching them this. The things they wanted in their lives, they were saying it as though they had it already. Say, I see, blab it, grab it group. Hey, confess it, possess it group. But today, they are the ones, the lives that they are living. Hey. But anyways, that's a story from that time. You have to say it. You have to say it. Now, you have to understand. You are not saying it so that people can't be impressed with you. Good luck to you if you do that. Because listen to me, that's when you know who your friend is. That's not the reason why God commissioned it. No, don't go and say to that people can be, oh, that guy is spiritual, or oh, that sister, her own spiritual level is different. No. If you do that, you already have your reward. That's your reward. People say, they are praising, they are lifting you up on the pedestal. No, you're not saying it for people. You're not saying it so that you can impress people. You're saying it because that's the only way you can start thinking it. You see, you say it until you get up. The first thing you wake up in, when you wake up in the morning, the first thought that hits you must be what you have been confessing. Now we are in business. I am the redeemed of the Lord, set free to worship him. Amen. There is therefore now no condemnation unto me. I am in Christ. I walk after the Spirit and not after the flesh. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin. I am a free man. Amen. You keep saying it until that's all you think about. Until that's what you think about. Amen. Hallelujah. We will wrap up with, from what have you been redeemed? John chapter 14. And I want to read verse 30. The words of Jesus, and then we would wrap it up. John chapter 14 and verse 30. If you have a Bible where the words of Jesus are in red, these words are in red, isn't it? So this is Jesus talking. He said, I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming, and he has nothing. He has nothing in me. The first day I read that, and God opened it. Nothing in him. Nothing. What's the greatest work the devil created? He created iniquity. And it's because of iniquity that sin was born. And it's because of sin that eternal separation, death, was born. But none of those those things. None of those things were in Jesus. He said, he's coming. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming with the intention to get me. But he has nothing in me. The question now is, where is Jesus right now? Where is he? Where is Jesus right now? Where is Jesus right now? Right on the Father's name. Is he still in that grave? Is he still in that grave? Is he still dead? No, he's alive. The same way the devil had nothing in him is the same way the devil has nothing in you right now. As long as your faith is in Jesus, you have been redeemed from his greatest work. He can't do anything to you. He can attempt. That God will allow. He will attempt to do everything. But as long as you do not cooperate with him, that is, talk like him, I'm broke. Just because you have small money problem, you're saying, you're prophesying where I'm broke. You're saying it as you're seeing it. When Jesus has taught you how to, you say what you want. You want to be broke? So are you saying you're broke? Or, this one, you have to stop it. Well, people know the truth anyway. Oh, my arthritis is coming back. Huh? Why? Why? Why glorify that thing that's on the cross? Why talk like the devil? Huh? Okay, if you do not know what to say that would honor God, at least go to his word or go to a doctor that is born again. Let them sort you out. Don't catch. You ought to slap yourself if you eat my what? It's not your God. When AC was pregnant the first time, they called her. They said, blah, blah, blah. she looks refined. When it comes to that thing, she's not refined. She told that doctor, it's on the cross. They named one silly thing. She said, it's on the cross. No, and okay, the day they wrote us that, we need to come and see them. I wonder, what is happening? So I said, we need to see that. You know, in this country, they see the woman first. She finished that. The lady did not even need to see me. She said, it's on the cross. She kept saying, yes, Carrie, listen, do more tests. But what you are telling me is on the cross. Okay? If you are not going to agree with me, just let me go. I said, that's the way you treat. Listen, you're not. She didn't say it to impress that doctor. That on me. You need to check again. Takes more blood and keep checking until what you see is what the word says concerning me. That's the way you treat. That's the way you do it. That is the way you do it. You can't be saying, I am the redeemed. And then, because it's the 25th of the month and maybe the mortgage is going out in whatever. I'm broke. Because of what? No, you can't be saying that. And then it's painfully shameful that when you now start declaring, I'm the blessed. I am blessed. Even believers. Yeah. Easier said than done. See, if I don't go and walk. But you still have to say it. You still have to say it. You are the redeemed. You've been redeemed from the devil's greatest work. That simply means anything else cannot get you. I love the song that says, okay, I need to remember the song now. Hallelujah. You have done it all for me. Death could not hold your hand. That's the song. Death could not hold him down. The same way death can't hold you down. The same way sickness can't hold you down. The same way lack cannot hold you down. The same way poverty cannot hold you down. The same way every product of the law of sin and death, whether big or small, that the same way it can't hold you down. Oh, you have this Jesus. That's my brother. You couldn't get him. He was in your kingdom. He went to the center of hell. But after 3 days, we knew who the boss was because he came out the winner. The same way you couldn't get him, you can't get me. You're not saying it in your own name. You're saying it in the name of the Lord Jesus. You are strong in him and in the power of his own might. You're saying what he has said. The devil, listen, the devil knows what is what. Genesis chapter 1, verse 3. When God said, let there be light, or light be. What was the next thing he said? He separated the light from the darkness. The devil knows. He knows it. And he will still try to see if you know. He has the right to do that. But let him try. I am the redeemed. Wrong address. You need to check it again. You need to throw away that sat nav. Because the house they sent you to is not my house. But if you still want to stay, are you ready to be beaten up? Because I know who I am. I know who I am. I have to say, you can get a revelation of the name Jesus. I don't need to pronounce the whole thing. He will run away. You don't need to say Jesus because you know the power in that name. You say, he runs away. What's this? Resist him. Resist him. Resist him. And if you study where it, I think it's in, is it in Peter? Where it says resist him. When you study it properly, that means he'll flee. That means he runs away from you in terror. You say, hey, me? Yes, you. When this becomes the center and the focus of your life, when every word in here, okay, maybe not every word, because when am I going to read the whole thing and have the whole thing in my head? Even if it's just one that you spend time with, you focus on it, you repeat it, you meditate on it, you receive it, you believe it, that it is God speaking to you. Let him come. Let him come. I am the redeemed. I am the redeemed. You have nothing against me. You have nothing in me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Have you been blessed this morning? Hallelujah. Stand to your feet and give God praise. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory be to God. Hallelujah. We are the redeemed. We are the redeemed. We are the redeemed. We are the redeemed. And we say it. We are the redeemed. And we say it. We are the redeemed. And we say it. Father, we say so. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. I just want to read one verse. I was meant to go on it, but then because of time I skipped it. I'm gonna say it's in Colossians. I'm just gonna read it and then we'll close. Colossians chapter 1, where Paul was praying for the Colossian church. He said he has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption. You don't need to think or feel or try. No, 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 no. God has redeemed you already. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. You are the redeemed, and you can say it. Amen. You are the redeemed, and you can say it. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to God. 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 Heavenly Father, I hand over the next couple of seconds, next couple of minutes into your hands. The chastisement for our peace laid on Jesus. That means we have every right to wholeness and nothing missing. I declare your word over your people. Wherever restoration is required, I declare peace. Wherever anything is missing, Lord, I declare peace. I declare peace in the name of Jesus. Wherever restoration is required, peace. Anything missing, peace, 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 peace. We give you praise, O God. We give you all the praise and all the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, sir.
Hallelujah. Let's just put our hands together and encourage him. God bless you. Please be seated. Just give me 2 minutes of your time. Be seated this morning. We're still in an attitude of prayer. Close your eyes, you know, and talk to God. This morning, we have talked about redemption, the redeemed. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. He said, we overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb. That's redemption. And by the word of our testimony. That's also redemption. The blood buys the redemption. The word of our testimony confirms it. Hallelujah. This morning you are here. You have never made a commitment. You have never at one time invited Jesus to come in. Because you see, redemption is available to all. But we have to receive it. It's a free gift. The gift of God through Jesus Christ of eternal life is a free gift. But we have to receive it. And it's so simple. All you need to do is this morning, as we are in this attitude of prayer, the whole church, just repeat after me. You can do that silently. And say, dear God, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. I acknowledge that I was born a sinner, born into spiritual darkness. I cannot save myself. My good works are not enough. Today, I acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He came down from heaven. He gave his life. Died on the cross for my sins. He rose up again and ascended into heaven for my justification. Lord Jesus, I invite you into my life as from today. Be my Lord and my King as from today. With an open heart and open hands, I receive the total package of redemption. Thank you, because I am saved. As from today on, I am the redeemed of the Lord. And I will say it. I will say it. I will say it. I will say it. And every victory, salvation, healing, deliverance, breakthrough, transformation that has been paid for by redemption belongs to me. In Jesus' name. God bless you.